years ago, the UN agency that regulates maritime shipping said it was changing the amount of sulfur that merchant ships will be allowed to put into the atmosphere after 2020. Now, Bloomberg has been digging into the ramifications of that for refiners, for global trade as well, and possibly for consumers. Alaric Nightingale joins me from our London newsroom. I'm interested because this started as an attempt by the UN through the International Maritime Organization to reduce pollution, which seems obviously like a worthy goal. Why is sulfur in shipping fuel such a concern and so hard to fix?
It's a concern because the sulfur causes acid rain. It causes things like asthma, and removing it will address those things. But it's proving much harder to eliminate than people had anticipated. The refining industry was expecting, I think, that the regulations wouldn't be implemented by 2020. They have been, and the reconfigurations are proving very, very difficult to achieve.
So, I mean, I guess that gives a competitive advantage to some refiners, but to the extent that it may squeeze supply, is there a risk that ships won't have enough fuel?
There's absolutely a risk of that. There's certainly a risk that they won't have enough compliant fuel. There may just be cheating in 2020 for a while things get addressed. So what's going to have to happen is almost certainly some form of slowing down. That's what many of the analysts that we're speaking to are talking about.
You mean physically ships slowing down?
Absolutely. They could reduce by one knot and save, you know, 15-20% of their fuel consumption.
I know a lot of the world's trade, probably most of the world's trade, is done by ships. If they are moving slower, that must be a huge disruption and cost. Bloomberg spoke to Peter Sand, chief shipping analyst at the shipping association BIMCO.
Estimates circle around 40 to 60 billion US. And the essential question, of course, that no one really has a firm reply to is who's actually going to pay for this.
Normally, I would think that would just get passed on to the end user, ultimately the consumer. But I gather it's not that simple.
It's not that simple. Shipping accounts for 90% of world trade, roughly. And there are so many markets. Your TV screen, almost everything that you look at has been at sea at some point in its life. And those markets are all very unique and they all have their own drivers. So what may work in one market won't work in another.
Alaric, thank you very much. That's what we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In Toronto, I'm Danielle Bokov.